That's 18-year-old Maya Buchanan playing a Bach violin sonata for the classical music station WFMT in Chicago. Maya studies at the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. She was accepted into every conservatory she applied to. Her list of musical accomplishments is long, including top prizes at international and national competitions, studies at the Aspen Music Festival and School, and playing for world-renowned violinists Ida Kavafian and Rachel Barton Pine. But the accomplishment that drew the most attention was winning the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's Young Artist Competition and her subsequent performances with the CSO. Maya grew up on a ranch in the Black Hills, that is, when she wasn't traveling for lessons or performances or competitions. Her first teachers were in Rapid City, and in April of last year, she performed with the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Bruce Knowles in a concert aptly titled The Prodigy Returns. We'll hear part of that performance in just a bit. SDPB's Susie Hansen talked with Maya a couple weeks ago when Maya was home on Christmas break. Susie asked her to describe her violin, built in 1729 by the renowned Italian violin maker Guarneri del Gesu and loaned to her by the Stradivari Society.
It has many different colors, you know, just like the light when it hits it, but it's really beautiful, actually. It's kind of like a caramel, like warm brown toned, and like it does change, like the way the light hits it kind of changes the way the color looks, so it's actually really beautiful. And it sounds, I mean, it has so many different colors. That's what's so unique about it, is how many colors you can get out of it.
When you say colors, do you, uh-huh. you mean the visual colors or the sound?
The color of the sound. Like, it could sound very warm and very sweet and light and fragile. And then you could also get really deep, like heavy, powerful sounds out of it. So that's, I think, what makes it most unique. And that's typical of older Italian instruments like this. So it's really nice.
Let's talk about a time before you even played the violin.
Okay.
Do you remember a time when you didn't have a violin in your hand?
Honestly, not really, because I started playing when I was 3. So I don't really have many memories from before then. So yeah, pretty much as long as I can remember, I always had a violin, always played violin. So,
did you initially want to play the violin, or was it handed to you and you grew to love it very quickly?
Yeah, honestly, I did not like violin. I mean, of course, when I started, I was 3. I didn't want to like practice or do anything like that. But even when I got older, and even when I was like, you know, 7 through 10, like, I was, at that point, I was already starting to fly out of state. And even then, I still wasn't sure that this is what I wanted to do, just because I was like, I don't want to practice, I don't want to do all this work and all of that. But right around the time when I started flying out of state to Chicago, I was flying out of state to Dallas, Texas, and then I started going to Chicago instead. And right around then, I was about 11 or 12, that's when I really was sure. I was like, okay, I've definitely learned to love this now. Like, this is what I do, this is what I know, like, I want to spend my life doing this. And I think it's because in Chicago, that's where I started having more of like the social aspect of music. I got to play in orchestra and chamber music, and I was surrounded by a bunch of kids my age who are all now my closest friends, but they're all so inspiring and all loved music and had so many common interests of mine. So that had never been introduced to me before. So I think as soon as I started having all of that, in addition to just the solo work, it was eye-opening, and that's when I really decided, like, yes, this is definitely what I want to do.
So that's the piece that was missing, the social piece.
I think so, yeah, because I had been doing everything just me. Like, I'd have my private lessons, I'd have private theory classes, and I would just be traveling, you know, with my family, but still, I didn't really have any friends because I was homeschooled, so I missed out a lot on a lot of the social things that most kids get. And so I think, like, when I saw other kids my age that also were interested in this and were excelling in it and were inspired, that's when I really decided, like, yes, this is what I want to do.
Is there something in particular that is, mm-hmm. is driving you right now or driving your focus?
Well, I think just being at Curtis in general is motivating, because I know that it's such a hard school to get into, and I feel like if I'm going to be there, I need to deserve it. And I can see, I mean, everyone else feels that way too there. I mean, it's just everyone works so hard and is so good, and I want to match their levels, and I want to be on the same playing field. And it's such an inspiring place because everyone is so supportive of each other. There's like no, it's not competitive at all. It doesn't give me that feeling at all. It's more like everyone is so supportive. My friends will want me to listen to them play their pieces and give them critiques, and they would love any time to listen to me play, and they help with homework and everything. So it's really a great environment to be in. And just, I think seeing all my best friends working really hard really motivates me to work hard too. And yeah, just being at Curtis itself is really motivating and inspiring. So yeah, I mean, just my environment is a huge motivator for me.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a couple performances. You performed at the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra.
I did, yes.
In Rapid City in 2018 in the spring. What did that feel like? Was that the first time you had performed with your hometown symphony, in essence?
Yeah, it was. It was the first time I had performed with the Black Hills Symphony. It was a different orchestral experience than I had had before, because I knew almost everyone in the orchestra and they were all like my teachers. So because like they were there to support me, it was such a weird feeling. Like one of my teachers was sitting right behind me. So that made rehearsals really fun because I knew everyone. So it was a lot of fun to work with all of them in a different way. I was like collaborating with them. So it was weird, but it was really fun and really comforting. And they all were so nice and helpful and supportive. So yeah, I mean, honestly, it was just fun. It wasn't like, I didn't get super nervous or I wasn't freaking out or anything, because they were just all like my family. So it was a lot of fun to work with them and perform with them.
And talk now about performing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, mm-hmm. a very different experience. That's probably an understatement.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, playing with Chicago Symphony was definitely one of the highlights of my life. And I got to play with them 4 separate performances, and I got to have multiple rehearsals, which was incredible. Yeah, I think the difference between playing with that orchestra is because they're so professional and they knew the piece so well, which is unusual because I played the Korngold Violin Concerto, which is not a very mainstream concerto, and it's mm-hmm. exceptionally hard for the orchestra. So, you know, they knew it and they played it easily. And so just working with them, I felt like it was just a very liberating experience, because normally when you play with an orchestra, especially if they don't really know the piece, you can't really do everything that you want because you have to basically follow them, because there's so many people, they can't all follow you. So I basically had to do whatever the orchestra wants normally, but under this circumstance, it was totally different. They gave me all the freedom that I needed and wanted, and since I had 4 performances with them, and because they knew the piece so well, it was fun because I got to do something different in each performance, and it was amazing. It was such an incredible experience.
If you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit about appearing on From the Top, the NPR
sure.
Classical music show about young mm-hmm. people who excel in classical music performance. You were on twice, once at age 13, once mm-hmm. at age 16, and in the first one, as you started to speak about yourself, mm-hmm. they had sounds of ranch animals.
Yes, they
and
did.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I'm pretty sure you can forget that, probably.
No. Yeah, that was very memorable.
You told a story about a chicken mm-hmm. laying an egg right in front of you, and it was yes. the freshest egg you ever 8. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm thinking, okay, you moved to Chicago and now you're in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. What does it mean, if anything, to have this space, both literally and more figuratively? Mm-hmm. What does that do for you as you are in these cities and very intense focused situations almost all the time?
I mean it's what you might expect. It's just when I come home, it's basically like a getaway. It's like my escape area. It's my home, and it's so relaxing to be here. I mean, especially because I was homeschooled, I don't really have a lot of friends or anything in South Dakota, and because of that, I never really, you know, left my house. So usually when I'm home, I don't go out very often, which I kind of prefer because I get the whole, you know, city life and all of that and all my friends and social life, all of that in Chicago and Philadelphia. So when I come home, I kind of prefer just to stay, you know, in the Black Hills where I live and just, you know, take that time to kind of reboot and refresh myself. And I just lay in bed all day and sleep as much
like
as I need to.
Like a typical teenager when given the chance.
Exactly. Okay. It's basically a vacation for me. I just catch up on all the sleep that I need, and it's really, really relaxing. It's very nice that I got to have such a different life that I can keep coming back to whenever I need to, you know, refresh and take that time. So it's definitely very nice.
Do you think it informs you musically?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a whole other life. So it's a whole other mindset. So I feel like, it helps me in my music. It helps to inspire me. And I love practicing when I'm at home because it's like I'm surrounded by the hills and everything, which is such a different, it's just a change of scenery, which is really necessary sometimes. So, yeah, it definitely helps me musically as well.
So what are you listening to right now? What or who are you listening to right now?
In terms of like the rep that I'm learning?
Well, both what you're listening to for study and for pleasure.
Well, okay. It's funny because for pleasure, I mean, I tend not to listen to classical music for pleasure usually because I just hear so much of it.
That's understandable.
So I usually, when I listen to music, I'm a big fan of like Broadway shows. So I listen to a lot of like Hamilton and like Wicked and things like that. I always tell my friends though that it's not like they won't find any music that I won't enjoy. Like I enjoy all music. I've never heard anything that I was like, ew, oh my gosh, turn that off. I hate that. Like, I really enjoy listening to everything. So it's hard for me to answer this question when people ask me, like, what do I listen to? Because I kind of just listen to everything. I think one of the last things I listened to was probably like some Queen, because I love Queen. And so I listen to a lot of that. So I'd say probably a mix of those things. Yeah.
Stop me, cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me.
That's Maya Buchanan talking with SDPB's Susie Hansen. We'll take a break. When we come back, you can hear Maya perform with the Black Hills Symphony Orchestra. Stay in the moment on listener-supported SDPB Radio.